BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Wisdom of Solomon.
Solomon loved the Lord and tried to follow the example of his father David. One day, he went to Gibeon and sacrificed 1,000 burnt offerings upon the altar. That night, God appeared to him in a dream. "What do you want me to give you?" Without hesitation, he said, "Lord, you love David, your servant, and my father. He walked before you in faithfulness, righteousness, and integrity. You then gave him a son to sit on his throne. My father was a great king, but I feel like a child who doesn't know anything. Give me the wisdom and understanding to rule over your people." The Lord was pleased with Solomon's answer. "You've asked for wisdom instead of long life, riches, or peace. Therefore, I'll give you wisdom. It will exceed what anyone has had or ever will have. I'll also give you great riches and honor. And I'll give you long life, but only if you follow me like David did." Soon after this promise, two prostitutes went to the judgment hall and stood before the king. One said, "This woman and I live in the same house. Each of us gave birth to a son. While we were sleeping, she accidentally rolled over on her son and killed him. So in the night, she took my child and put her dead son in his place. I awoke in the morning to nurse my son, but the child was dead. I then realized it wasn't my son at all, but hers. She has my child." The other woman said, "No, the living one is mine and the dead one is hers." The two then began arguing in front of the king. Solomon turned to a guard and said, "Come here with a sword." Pointing to the child, he said, "Cut the boy in two pieces and give each mother half of him." One woman cried out, "No, don't kill my son. She can have him. Please let him live." The other woman said, "Yes, cut him in half so we both have a part." The king turned to the guard, "Give the boy to the first woman. She's the mother because her heart cries out for the child." The people of Israel marveled at his wisdom. Solomon ruled over all the nations between the Euphrates River in the north and Egypt in the south. That whole region was at peace as long as he lived. There were so many people in Israel that they were like the sand on the seashore. Everyone lived without fear of war. The people felt safe, and the saying was, "Each man felt safe as he sat near his own vine and under his own fig tree." Solomon gained knowledge about many subjects. He had understanding about plants, birds, and animals. He wrote 3,000 proverbs and composed over 1,000 songs. Kings from around the world would send people to listen to him and learn from him.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.